Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Now, our government has done a lot, has taken a lot of effort to improve our economy. They have taken a lot of steps to ensure that we have a better economy. Our GDP growth is better, so on and so forth. Lots of steps. Let me just take you through some of the steps that they have actually taken. Today, the currency circulation is at all-time high. We have 18.5 lakh crores money being circulated in the economy. Tax collection has been on the all-time high. Economic growth last quarter was 8.2%. Government has recapitalized bank with a budget of up to 2.4 lakh crores. Bank has been recapitalized. RBI is pumping in money into the system. Last month, it infused close to 32,000 crores into the system. SBI is pumping in money into NBFC and they target to spend around 45,000 crores in NBFCs. Household savings has been an all-time high in the last quarter. Banks have cheated 10 lakh crores, but the money did not evaporate. It has gone from the banker to the people who have collected it. So the money is there in the bank. So while we have a lot of NPAs and all, the money has not just gone to America. It is there in our country. It is there with people. So the government has tried to take a lot of steps to ensure that the there is a lot of money, there's a lot of liquidity in the economy, and therefore in turn making the economy grow. But somewhere down the line, where is the money? The economy doesn't seem to be, the economy is cash-strapped. Where has the money gone, Akhilesh?
Are you sure all that you said is true?
I don't know. I took it all from Google. So, anything goes wrong, it is thanks to Google.
Because government statistics nowadays are highly doctored.
Yeah, you bet.
So, if what you are saying is right, it is certainly a very huge aberration because if we are growing at such a fast rate, there's 18.5 lakh crores cash in the system.
Yes.
It is more than what, 3 lakhs crores more than what it was at the time of demonetization.
Correct.
If the bank money has lost, you are very right in observing, it has gone into another pocket. On top of that, the government is pumping in money. So there is a huge question, where is the liquidity gone? Where is the money gone? And let me tell you, Economic Times says that this is one of the worst liquidity crises in the last 5 years. I can tell you from my consulting experience, probably in the last 10 years. Hmm. Try to go out in the market and raise money.
Next to impossible.
It's next to impossible. But this comes with a rider. The liquidity crisis is for the small and medium entrepreneur, not for the big ones. The big ones have got all the money. Tata Steel bought Bhushan Steel. 35,000 crores, they are pumping in another 12,000 crores. Reliance has pumped in a few billion dollars in Reliance Jio. SR is trying to buy back SR Steel at the price tag of 52,000 crores. ArcelorMittal wants to pump in another 42,000 crores. So the big ones have got all the money. Adani is every day buying a new enterprise.
Correct.
So the big ones.
Reliance Energy.
They bought Reliance Energy of late. They just mentioned yesterday that they have set up some company with 3,500 crores of gas transmission pipelines. So Adani is also, so the big ones have got no liquidity crisis.
So what you are technically telling me, Akhilesh, is that there's a lot of money, 18 lakh, 18.
That's just the cash in circulation.
Absolutely, 18.5 lakh crores in circulation in the country today. Every bank, every government institution is pumping in money. Be it RBI, be it SBI, every organization is pumping in money into the economy. But that money is not going into your pocket.
It is not available for the small man.
It is not available for the small man. It is going into large organizations, large corporate bodies, possibly corporate bodies which are kind of
influential enough.
Influential enough, and you know, which is, anyway, we will not get into that. But the point is, it is going into bodies which are large formatted bodies. Now, the fact remains, Akhilesh, which means that is this a plan or is it just happening by default?
To me, it is happening by default. Hmm. I think this crisis, the roots of this crisis lie in the brutal demonetization that we had, wherein the government sucked out the cash. It also sucked out the business of the enterprises. So the money got sucked out, they've repumped in back the money, but it has not had any impact. So I think the roots lie there. It has not been because of design, according to me. Even though the impacts are there to see, it has given rise to bigger inequality in society and in business. So it's not been by design, it's been by accident. I think it's been by inexperience of economic management or economic mismanagement. But the impact is very heavy because, let's be clear, the big enterprise constitutes a minuscule of percentage of the total enterprises in India. The majority is a small and medium enterprise. And that is the enterprise, or that is the segment of business in India which is suffering. No liquidity available.
Which means that with the demonetization, the government sucked money from small businessmen. Yes.
Sucked money and sucked away the business itself.
Money, therefore the opportunity, obviously. Yes. Yes. So sucked money from the small businessmen, sucked the opportunity from the small businessmen, and somehow it was given back to the big larger business. So the larger business became bigger, and the small businessman almost is in the verge of closing down. We spoke about our friend who was closing down her bakery a week or two back. Okay, so is that and you are saying that this is not a planned move. It was by default.
It is by default. The reason I say that, Sujit, is probably they never knew that demonetization will have all these side effects if it is not managed properly. So this side effect came, but what snowballed it further, which is what we are seeing, and its manifestation is in the payment collapse of ILFS. What we are seeing is the money has not come back into the system to those who want it. So let me come back to what you said. There is a lot of money in circulation. There is no shortage of money in circulation. But then why do we have a liquidity crisis? Correct. The reason we have a liquidity crisis, I think, is, see, a liquidity crisis comes when the borrower or somebody who needs the money doesn't get it. It also comes when the person who has the money does not want to give it. I think it's because of a lack of confidence in the system.
Absolutely.
So the money is there. It's not that we don't have the money. So we can't say there's no liquidity in the system. If we correct ourselves, we don't have the availability of liquidity in the system to those who deserve it.
So, from a layman's perspective, Akhilesh, let me try and understand this from a pure layman's perspective. Through demonetization, the government takes away my money. I'm a small businessman. Chota Dukan. He takes away my money, therefore he also takes away my opportunity. This money that he has taken away from me, it is not that he took it home. He gave it back. But he took it from me and gave it to a large businessman. Yeah. So my money and my opportunity has been taken away from me and given to a large businessman to make him larger. Number one. Number two, you are also saying that this is not by design. This has happened by default. Which means either they were idiotic fools to have done that because they didn't know what the hell they were getting into. Technically, they didn't know what they were getting into. Would that be right?
I think they didn't know what they were getting into because along with demonetization, what remains is a huge banking crisis. Now, one of the key elements of lenders in the economy is banks. Banks don't have the money. They don't have the confidence to lend. They don't even know whether they should lend. They are sitting very nervous. They don't want to face CBI, etc., etc. So, while on one hand, the small entrepreneur closed down virtually or he got decimated. Now, what happens by that is, Sujit, why do you need money or why are you eligible for money? Because you have a running business. Now, if that business got closed, the small entrepreneur is truly not eligible to even borrow. But then, it's a chicken and egg situation. If I don't have money, I can't do business. But if I don't do business, I don't have the money. So, they are stuck there. So, it has happened by accident. The accident is on account of demonetization, pathetically managed, and banks being in a crisis, not resolved.
Has the government realized that there is a problem?
See, the government has realized very belatedly. That is why Reserve Bank is pumping money into the system.
But that is again not coming to the common man.
It is not coming to the common man because we are now in a situation, era of lack of confidence. Two people have got lack of confidence. The lender as well as the borrower. See, a lender does not lend money because he wants your security. He wants his money back. So if the lender is not confident that you will be able to pay him back, he will not lend to you. He's not interested in listening from you that, okay, you're giving a security. If I don't pay back the money, take it back. That's not really the business of a lender. He wants his money back. when a lender is not very sure of your ability to return the money, he will not lend to you. He'll keep the money with himself. And which is what we are facing. If you look at the present payment crisis in the system, as I call it, what's happening is people need money for a longer duration. That money is not available. What is available is money for a shorter duration. The lender does not want to give you money for 10 years and forget it. The lender wants to give it to you for 10 months. You are not able to repay it in for 10 months. He is also sure of it, so the lender doesn't give you. So there is nervousness, uncertainty in the minds of the lender, so he's not lending to you. That is the scene of the lender. It actually reflects on the lender's confidence on the economy itself. The aberration here is, if you're growing at 8.2%, why is the lender sitting nervous? The lender should be very happy that turnovers are going to go up, so more money will be needed, so more business for the lender. Why is that not happening? So that's a huge mismatch. You look at the borrower's lack of confidence. The borrower, there's no shortage of fraudulent borrower. So there is a queue of fraudulent borrower at any point of time. We are not talking of that. We are talking about a deserving, prudent, worthy borrower. A worthy borrower is one who takes the money to give it back. The small and medium sector, which has taken a huge hit, their economy has taken a hit. Why will a good borrower borrow today? He'll get into a debt trap. Because he borrows, he can't put it to good use, he can't repay it on time, he's a defaulter, he doesn't wish to do that. So there could be a lot of latent demand in the system, but the right borrowers are not borrowers today.
So now let me shift this question to another zone. What about public sector units? Are public sector units also cash trapped?
When it comes to a loss-making public sector unit, it is bound to be cash trapped because of one era. It was not so earlier. Earlier, the banks were willing to lend to a loss-making public sector unit all the time. Now, the bank itself is in a phase of uncertainty, so the bank is not willing to. So, in today's era, a public sector undertaking which is loss-making is cash-trapped.
Correct. So, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing, yes. Wasting good money over bad money, yes. To that extent. But tell me, what about public sector unit that can do better, could do better, will do better, but is cash-trapped because of lack of investment? Is that happening?
It is happening. It is happening because the government is sucking away the money of these kind of public sector units. Take a case like ONGC, like we were discussing. The government forced ONGC to buy HPCL for a price tag of 35,000 crores last year. That money was given away to the government. Today, ONGC doesn't have the money for all exploration. It needs money, but it doesn't have the money because it got sucked in. So, it is happening there also. The money, suppose ONGC had that 35,000 crores with it, it would have deployed on oil exploration. To that extent, there would be a liquidity in the system of its vendors, suppliers, contractors, etc. Today, it is not able to do that. So, that rolling is gone. The money has gone into the government's pocket, which is a black hole.
Absolutely. So to basically conclude, Akhilesh, what we are talking about here is anything else that you wanted to say?
I just am trying to point out that this kind of a liquidity crisis, some people think it is temporary, okay? See, Suji, the temporary crisis where there's a mismatch, where, you know, you needed money for a longer duration and you did not have it, it gets sorted out. It's a very financial situation. But the present crisis is because of lack of confidence. A lack of confidence liquidity crisis is very difficult to tackle. I don't have confidence in my government. I don't have confidence in my government policies. I don't have confidence in my own future. I will not invest in business. There will be no demand. There will be a liquidity crisis. Our perception is that we are facing a crisis of confidence in our liquidity crisis. That part, if it is not tackled, then you're in for a long draw. That takes time because restoring confidence is not a one-time measure of saying, I'll cut a check and give you cash. It doesn't work.
It's a very, you concluded this very well, Akhilesh, actually. It was a very good conclusion. Primarily, to put it very simply, what happened in the last 5 years of this government was something called as demonetization happened. Small business, money and opportunities were sucked in. By default, it went to large businesses. And the fact remains that after all the efforts, the government did realize it and the government tried to amend it by infusing more and more money into the system. But somewhere down the line, because of sheer lack of confidence between the borrower and the not between the borrower and the
of the borrower of the and borrower of the lender
of the lender not between the borrower and the lender of the borrower and of the lender. And the difference is that possibly the lack of confidence was not on each other, the lack of confidence was on the environment, the system, and possibly end of the day the government. So because of this lack of confidence, nobody wanted to get their monies out. Nobody wanted to give money, nobody wanted to take money. When nobody wanted to give money, nobody wanted to take money, there was no money in the market. And that's exactly the situation currently. Have I concluded it?
And the serious part is, because it is a liquidity crisis of confidence, it will take time to go away. Because we need to restore confidence.
We need to restore confidence, which is the most difficult thing to do. You know, infrastructure, we can put more investment could be arranged, but to restore confidence, it's a very EQ thing. It's a very emotional quotient. Yes. So to restore confidence is possibly the most difficult thing. We hope and pray that something will happen in the near future. The government will think of some ideas to ensure that they repose faith in the amongst the investors and the common people. And we wait till then. But as on then, till then, we take your leave for another day, for another topic. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.